Hello and welcome to the William Hill Darts Podcast. We're going to look ahead to the later stages of the UK Open Darts. And my name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look at the action is former Sky Sports commentator John Gwynn. Hi, John.
Hello, Mark.
What we've seen so far, John, is, well, what we expected, really. It's obviously well touted as the FA Cup of Darts, and we've seen a few shocks, we've seen a few giant killings along the way, and we've still got a couple of big names in that hat, John. It's been entertaining so far, hasn't it?
I think it has. It's certainly had tongues wagging, and on the social network, it's had messages going backwards and forwards. Yes, major shocks, and the man who's really created them is a youngster called Aidan Kirk, a 22-year-old from Nottingham, to beat Phil Taylor and then to follow that up by beating old Peter Wright, the snakebite man, really did. And he came very close to beating Brendan Dolan. He lost 9-7. So he's been the main contributor to the giant killing stakes. But there have been a number of interesting results, and I think the last eight who are there deserve to be there now.
Yeah, I think that's fair, John. And we've still got a couple of big guns in there. You know, in FA Cup terms, it's like still having Man City and Chelsea still in the competition, I suppose, and Adrian Lewis and Michael van Gerwen. They're both playing well as well, John.
Yes, exactly. Well, when I look at the quarterfinals, I don't see a weakness, frankly. I see eight really good players. And that, of course, is what the audience want. The fact is that it's a quarter-final weekend in the FA Cup as well, and you can see one or two weaker sides, obviously. But I can't attribute that to this lineup at Minehead.
Okay, let's look at the quarterfinals. Then what we'll do is we'll spin through the four quarters. John will give us his predictions in each, and then we'll find out who John thinks will go on to win the UK Open. So the first quarterfinal is Kevin Painter against Mervyn King. This is at 12:45 on Sunday afternoon, and Kevin Painter is 5-4. He beat Dean Winstanley 9-5 to reach the quarterfinals. Mervyn King through to his first UK Open quarterfinal after beating Christian Kist 9-6 in the last round. He's 4-7. So how do you see this quarterfinal going, John?
I see it as being another very close encounter. It's 1-10 now, and Kevin Painter's got his tail up, and when Kevin's really got his tail up and fancying his chances, he can be a danger. Mervyn King, though, seems now to be coming back to the sort of form that we saw when he first came into the PDC, and certainly 5 years ago when he became a Premier League finalist. Things haven't gone for him since then, family matters, bereavement in particular, and injuries, one in his case his shoulder, and I think on another occasion his back. But if Mervyn King is at his best, then I think he's just a bit too good for Kevin Painter, even if he's at his best. I think it'll be a cracking game, two old adversaries. They'll have met many, many times. I wouldn't know what the personal record is between them, but it could become quite a feisty affair. Both players are known on occasions to have just flipped a little. Let's hope it doesn't come to that, but there's always that potential, and that will keep people on the edge of their seats. I'm going to take King to win this one. I think he'll win it, not easily, but round about 10-7 or 10-8.
Okay, 10-7 or 10-8 in the favour of Mervyn King in the first of the quarterfinals. The second is Terry Jenkins against Brendan Dolan. Terry Jenkins through to the last eight after a thrilling 9-8 victory over James Wade. Brendan Dolan ended Aidan Kirk's amazing run. He beat the man who beat Phil Taylor and Peter Wright. He won 9-7 in that match. And it's 4-6 for Jenkins and 11-10 for Dolan. How do you see the second quarterfinal going, John?
Again, I think this is probably the most difficult one to forecast in the sense that both players are a touch enigmatic. Terry Jenkins now seems to be able to come through the tough games. In recent years, i.e. the last couple of years, Terry Jenkins, renowned throughout his career for scrapping and more often than not coming through a real scrap, has not been doing that, and that's been a disappointment to him and to his supporters. But the evidence of his match against James Wade, and indeed one or two earlier in the competition, suggests that he may now be over that and able now to scrap it out and come out with a positive result. I just have a feeling that will be the case here. Brendan Dolan is hot and cold at the moment, blowing quite hot. But I think Terry Jenkins might just be a little too strong for him. I'm going to take Jenkins to win this by 10 legs to 7.
10 legs to 7 to Terry Jenkins in that one. Then the third quarter final is Adrian Lewis against Mensah Sulevic. Lewis is into the quarterfinals for the second year running, having easily dispatched Raymond van Barneveld 9-2 in the last round. Sulevic in his first PDC major quarterfinal, he beat Welsh youngster Jamie Lewis 9-5 in the last round. It's 1-9 for Adrian Lewis to reach the semis. Mensah Sulevic is 5-1. Is it going to be as simple as that for Adrian Lewis? Is he a 1-9 shot in your eyes, John?
Probably not, against a very tenacious competitor. Mensah Sulevic is an Austrian Serb who first came to the fore, I think it was around about 2008, when he played Peter Manley and knocked him out in the first round of the World Championships. And I remember commentating on that game and thinking, well, this guy looks so ungainly, has such an unorthodox way of releasing the dart, and he looks almost like somebody who's just been hauled in off the street, who perhaps plays an odd game for the dog and duck. But he's a very tenacious character and an extremely good player and a very dangerous one. So I would suggest that Adrian, I'm sure Adrian Lewis is not going to take Mensah Sulevic lightly. Adrian's had his ups and downs in this tournament. He's had to come back in one game from way behind to go through. But I think he proved last night against Raymond van Barneveld, who's supposedly at his best again, Barneveld, that when he's on song, Lewis is absolutely brilliant. I would have said more realistic odds for this game would be 1-4 and maybe 2-1 or 11-4. But I couldn't take 1-9. And I'm not tempted by 5-1. I think Lewis will win this. I think he'll win it about 10 legs to 6.
Okay, 10 legs to 6 in favour of Adrian Lewis then in that quarterfinal. And the last of the quarterfinals is Michael van Gerwen against Ian White. Michael van Gerwen beat Mark Webster 9-4, averaging 100. It was pretty straightforward stuff for Mighty Mike. And then Ian White beat Gary Anderson 9-7 to reach the quarterfinals. It's 1-12 for Michael van Gerwen. Ian White 6-1. Michael van Gerwen's been quoted as well saying that he hasn't won this before, so he's going to be taking this very seriously. John, do you think he'll get through to the semis this afternoon?
Of course, he's got as good a chance as he'll ever have. But Michael van Gerwen knows Ian White. Ian Diamond White is very, very capable. Well, any of the eight players left in this event are capable of going on to win it. The two most likely winners are the one I tipped on the opening morning, Adrian Lewis, at 7-1. He was then. And I wouldn't take Van Gerwen because at 9-4 I didn't think in a field of that size that was value. I might now decide to lay off on Van Gerwen, but of course one doesn't know what the draw's going to hold in the semi-final because, of course, there's a redraw round by round. But Van Gerwen is... There's no way that Van Gerwen should be 1-12 against a player of Ian White's quality. And I will have a little bit of that 6-1 against Ian White because it wouldn't be a massive shock if he were to win this. He's that good a player. Having said that, if you're asking me my opinion, and of course you are, I would say, well, yes, Van Gerwen ought to win it. He's my choice to go through to the semi-finals by 10 legs to 6 or 7. I think Ian White will test him. But don't be absolutely dumbstruck if Ian White were to produce a victory because he is a really, really good player and a force to be reckoned with.
Okay, so you could back a correct score on Michael van Gerwen and then maybe just have a little bit of a saver at Ian White because 6-1 is just too big in your opinion then, John, is that what you said?
Yes, I think if van Gerwen was 1-6 and Ian White accordingly was something like 7-2 or 4-1, then I would suggest that that probably more likely reflects the odds. Therefore, if you can get 6-1 for a guy who should be 7-2, you take it. Or you consider it anyway.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough then. So we now know who John thinks will win in the quarterfinals, but who does John think will win overall? I've got the outright betting in front of me now, and I can tell you that Michael van Gerwen is 8-13 to win the UK Open, Adrian Lewis 9-4, Mervyn King 14-1, Brendan Dolan 16s, Terry Jenkins is also 16-1, it's 20-1 for Ian White, Kevin Painter is also 20-1, and 33-1 for Mencia Sulevic. So who do you think will go on to win it this afternoon, John? Or this evening, rather?
Well, I'm not changing my mind. I reckon 7-1 for Lewis was a half-decent bet right at the outset. There was a little bit of value there. I remember saying there was value at 10-1 on Peter Wright, but of course he perished as one of the shocks that we've mentioned. I've no reason to change my mind on Lewis. If I were to have a nice little each-way bet, and there are still 8 runners, and therefore the possibility perhaps of an each-way bet, bearing in mind you don't know who they're going to play in the semi, so it's an open draw, it's in the lap of the gods. I think Terry Jenkins could come through here and be a good each-way bet and maybe resurrect his tournament career. He's one of the most entertaining players and one of the most popular players. He's so busy on the exhibition circuit now. His tournament play isn't what it was, but he could well resurrect that and put the matters right in Minehead. So there we are, Lewis to win it. Jerry Jenkins is a lively outsider.
Okay, fantastic stuff. Thank you very much for speaking to us again, John. Good luck with your picks this afternoon and enjoy what you see of the UK Open.
Yes, thank you very much, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.